Kids younger than five will have to wait a while longer to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The FDA made a surprise announcement Friday that it's postponing its Tuesday meeting to April to get more data on a third dose for 2 to 4-year-olds. Zoe Reed of WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk explains what's behind the news.
Last month, 4-year-old Joey Doe's parents learned that he received the vaccine and not the placebo in a clinical trial at Rutgers University last summer. So they took him and their older son to Nickelodeon Universe Theme Park in East Rutherford. Joey's father, Mintu Doe, says they'd been holding it off for 2 years.
It looked like they had the most fun they've had in the last 2 years.
But kids under five who were not part of the clinical trials must wait longer to get their shots now that the FDA has postponed the approval process. The clinical trials showed that 2 to 4-year-olds did not achieve the desired immune response, meaning their antibodies did not meet the standard of other age groups. What that means as far as efficacy is not yet known. Pfizer has launched a trial to study a third dose among this age group, hopeful that it will achieve the desired immune response. The approval process for the first 2 doses was originally planned for this week to give kids under 5 a head start. It was an unusual decision, but the idea was to give young kids some protection. And by the time a third dose was approved, they would be ready for it, having had their second dose already. In its announcement on Friday, the FDA didn't say why it had decided to wait for that third dose data instead. Dr. Jonathan Miller of Nemours Children's Hospital, Delaware, says though he was concerned that 2 to 4-year-olds had lower antibody levels than other age groups after vaccination, any immune response is better than none.
I thought it made sense, given the urgency around Omicron, to roll the vaccine out now for infants and toddlers. I'd love to understand why they would like to postpone it at this point. It means all those kids continue to be at significant risk of acquiring and spreading COVID. It means that the daycares and child care centers that continue to close down because of COVID spread in their locations are going to continue to deal with those issues. And it probably means that the pandemic goes on longer because we still have a significant part of our population that remains unvaccinated. So it's disappointing.
Dr. Sunanda Gore, who leads the pediatric COVID-19 vaccine trials at Rutgers, says she was surprised by the news. But she also understands that the FDA wants to see the full data.
One way to look at it is we are in unusual times and we are seeing unusual actions occurring. And, we just have to learn to go with the flow a little bit. Obviously, FDA and Pfizer have made this decision that it's probably better to get all the data in as it would have been in normal times. I am not privy to all the data at all as to what led to this change. All I can say is it's interesting, it just makes for a lot of confusion for parents, and I feel for that. It's a little bit of a roller coaster. And you start to become excited that, there's an opportunity to vaccinate, at least get the vaccine series started. And now it's like, we've got to wait some more.
Enrollment for the third dose trials has begun, including at the site at Rutgers University. The interval between the first and 2 doses is 3 weeks, and the time between doses 2 and 3 is any time beyond 60 days. Mintu Doe, Joey's dad, and a physician himself, says his son will get his third dose soon.
If the study in the next few months shows that a third dose does in fact increase the antibody protection to a level comparable to the adult and the older children's, and they do recommend it nationally, then I'm definitely 100% would back that up and recommend it to my patients or my family friends who have children in that age group.
The clinical trials for this age group have shown a strong safety level. There were no cases of adverse events like myocarditis or blood clots. Common side effects tended to be lower as well because of the smaller doses. Kids under 5 received just 1/10 of the adult dose. Miller and Gore recommend the vaccine as soon as it's available. At Nemours Children's Hospital, between November and January, 104 of the 185 pediatric patients hospitalized with COVID-19 were 5 and under.
With the Omicron variant, we were seeing a lot of infants and toddlers get admitted to the hospital with symptomatic respiratory problems like croup related to COVID. And a lot of these kids are spreading it to their older family members who are definitely at higher risk from the virus. And so there's still a portal of entry for families to get this disease, which can be devastating for some of the higher risk and older people.
The clinical trials showed that kids between 6 months and 2 years did produce sufficient antibodies after vaccination. It's not clear why the FDA did not move forward with that age group. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.